So let's talk a little bit about the treatment that this patient is on right now.
Yes.
CDK4/6 inhibitor, of course, the first one that was made available, palbociclib. I wonder if you could review the key data sets, particularly the phase III data that we have.
Well, I think here we have basically three different phase III trials. Chronologically, these are PALOMA-2, MONALEESA-2, and MONARCH-3. This patient would have been eligible for each of these three trials because she has the so-called endocrine-sensitive disease, relapsing more than 1 year from the end of adjuvant endocrine therapy, so she would have been eligible. Well, the bottom line message of the three studies is that the combination therapy, AI plus a CDK4/6 inhibitor, is by far more active in terms of progression-free survival than single-agent aromatase inhibitors. So based on the results of these three randomized phase III trials, I think there is no question that this lady should receive a combination therapy. Now, recently, the MONARCH-3 study has been suggesting that perhaps in some patients with a particularly good prognosis, I'm referring specifically to those who relapse many years, more than 3 years from the end of adjuvant endocrine therapy, or for instance, those patients who have bone-only disease, potentially in these patients, you may still consider starting the treatment with endocrine therapy and then moving to the CDK4/6 in the second-line setting. However, this patient has lung mets. She's relapsing only 2 years after the end of the 5 years anastrozole adjuvant therapy. So in my opinion, I think it makes sense that we start upfront with the combination therapy.
So right now, the data that we have for these three agents, the benefit's been seen mainly in progression-free survival.
Yes.
In terms of overall survival, is it too early? Do we not have enough events, or is there any evidence to suggest there's not going to be a survival benefit?
Of course, this is a $1 million question. Everybody is raising the issue of survival improvement in these three trials. My point of view is that here we are dealing with a situation where improving survival is difficult to demonstrate because we are in the first-line setting of a luminal breast cancer. These patients may be controlled for many, many years, and of course, they are going to receive during these years of follow-up of treatment many sequential lines of therapy. I doubt that we can really detect survival in such a particular context. I think survival, of course, is a critically important endpoint in clinical trials, but the main issue, particularly when you are talking about the first-line therapy setting, the main issue is that survival is not a sensitive endpoint. You may have a lot of good drugs that can improve substantially PFS, which do not improve survival, not because they cannot improve survival, just because survival is not a sensitive endpoint for a phase III trial in the first-line setting for patients with luminal breast cancer. So in my opinion, we should not give so much emphasis on the survival improvement in these three trials. I don't know if this will happen. My impression is that this will not happen because, again, we have patients here who are going to be alive for many years, but I wouldn't worry so much in the case we will not see the survival improvement. I will still consider these drugs as active treatment options in this setting.
Could you talk a little bit about your current vision for why CDK inhibitors actually work and theoretically whether or not you could envision some other kind of combination other than with endocrine therapy and also the issue of monotherapy? We've seen with abemaciclib that it seems to have monotherapy activity. What's your vision for how these agents work?
Well, actually, you know, these agents work because the biologists are telling us that targeting the cyclin D1 CDK4/6 pathway concomitantly with the estrogen receptor pathway is going to be associated with a better control of tumor proliferation. So what we are seeing in the clinic is basically exactly the result of what we have already seen in the preclinical setting. I'm not surprised at all because this is a biologically driven approach. We know very well that the proliferation of luminal breast cancer is driven by the estrogen receptor pathway concomitantly by the cyclin D1 pathway. No surprise at all about this improvement in activity. Regarding the single-agent treatment, I am not a big supporter of this strategy. Well, you know, there is a preclinical rationale which clearly supports the combination therapy, first. Second, if you consider single-agent CDK4/6 inhibitor, you may have some good results. We did also ourselves a study, the TREND study. We presented it at ASCO 2017 with single-agent palbociclib. You have some activity, but it's not extraordinary. This is an activity that you may observe with any other single-agent chemotherapy. So why we should consider these agents for a single-agent treatment? I think that these treatments are giving their best when they are combined with endocrine therapy. I think that the data that we have from the phase 3 trials are very supportive of this strategy.